My alarm went off late this morning, so I rushed down here for church, but I didn't have time to have any breakfast. But it's okay. I noticed that there was some food on the table, so I thought that I would just have something to eat now. Is that okay with you lot? Oh yeah, that's good. Freshly baked bread. Did your parents ever tell you not to speak with your mouth full? Who else here might be hungry? Quite a few of you, mostly the children. Did any of you have breakfast this morning? No. They're all saying no down the front here. Would you like to share some of my bread?
Yeah.
Would you now?
Yeah.
Sure, it's really good. Well, I'm not going to share it with you. Maybe at the end, maybe at the end. Today, I want us to look at a story when Jesus fed a whole bunch of people. 5,000, in fact. Now, my reckoning is that there's probably about 250 of you in here in church this morning. And Jesus fed 5,000 people. Does anyone know this story? Do any of you adults know this story? It's a story about 5 loaves and 2 fish. So here in my basket, I've got my 4.5 loaves because I've started eating one. But I hadn't got any fish. However, I have got 2 tins of tuna. It's the closest I could get. So 5 loaves and 2 tins of tuna. But here we go. Here's the story. And it's a chance for you lot to get to join in. So there's some key words in this story that require you to say something or do something. Now this means that the adults have got to participate in this as well as the children. So here we go. Key word I want you to be listening out for is the word rumbling. Okay, when you hear the word rumbling, I want you to kind of tap something. Either bash your feet on the floor or tap something. That's it. Brilliant. Okay, adults, get with the program. I want to see some participation here. Natalie Jones, that means you as well. Right, okay, stop. Right, the next word. When I say the word stomach or stomachs, I want you to pat your stomach like you're hungry. I love stories about food, in case you hadn't noticed. Now then, when I say the word food, I want you all to go, It's your favourite food that's being cooked. Bangers and mash. Whatever it happens to be. Okay, and when I say 5 loaves and 2 fish, put up this hand for the 5 loaves and 2 fingers on the other hand for the 2 fish. Right, okay, here we go. We're going to have a quick practice. Are you ready? Stomach. Food. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Rumbling. Stop! Brilliant. Now then, in order for you to hear the story, you're going to need to do the action and stop straight away, otherwise you'll miss the words. Right, okay, you're listening out for the key words. Here we go. One day, a lot of people were sitting on a hill listening to Jesus. Suddenly, they heard the sound of rumbling. Was it an earthquake? Was it a tornado? It started very, very quietly and gradually got louder and louder and louder and louder and louder. Stop! What's that noise? Asked one of Jesus' friends, a man called Andrew. It's my stomach, said a voice. No, it's mine, said another voice. No, it's my stomach. No, it's my stomach. No, it's my stomach. All over the hillside, stomachs were rumbling. So, everyone was hungry. Has anyone got any food? Asked Andrew. No one had, the rumbling continued. Oh dear, said Andrew, things are looking pretty serious. There are thousands of people here. We could start an avalanche with all this rumbling. Then the little boy stuck up his hand. It's okay, he said. I've got loads of food. My mum gave me extra this morning. What a relief. Everyone perked up then. Bring it over here, said Andrew. So the little boy did. Where is it all? Asked Andrew. Well, here, said the boy. And he held up his picnic of 5 loaves and 2 fish. Andrew looked at the little boy, who just smiled. And he said, I don't mind sharing it. It's way too much for me. Andrew looked at the little boy, who just smiled. And so Andrew looked at Jesus, and he just smiled. You and the others can pass it round, said Jesus. But there's only 5 loaves and 2 fish, said Andrew. No problem, said Jesus. I'll just say thank you to God for the food. And so he did. He blessed the food. And then slowly, with terrified faces, his friends broke the 5 loaves and the 2 fish into small pieces and began to pass round the crumbs on and on and on and on. They passed round till everyone had had food to eat. It never ran out. At the end of the day, everyone had full stomachs. Then they went round collecting up the leftovers, and they had 12 baskets of food left over. What a great story. I'm sure you've all heard this miracle hundreds of times before. It's a story that you're familiar with. It's a story set in a particular situation. Jesus had been out preaching on the side of Lake Galilee, and the crowds, it tells us about 5,000 people, had followed him, and they had been listening to him all day preaching. They're out in a field in the middle of nowhere, a long way from anywhere, listening to Jesus preaching. He'd been at it all day. And at the end of the day, Jesus looks round and he sees the crowd and he has compassion on them because he sees that they're tired and they're hungry. And so he wants to meet their need. But the problem is they're a long way from anywhere. There's no Marks and Spencers, no Sainsbury's, no Co-op round the corner that you can nip down the corner shop and buy some sandwiches. So what do? Well, interestingly, Jesus says to the disciples, "You feed the crowd." At which point they're like, "Whoa, what are we going to do? We've not got any food. We can't nip down to the shop. What are we supposed to do?" Then when the little boy appears with his lunch, he offers it to the disciples. And they go to Jesus and say, "Well, here we go. We've got 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000 people." They're feeling a little bit terrified. This is no way going to stretch around everyone. What are they to do? Jesus, his solution is to take what is being offered to him, the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He says thank you to God and he blesses the food, and then he starts to give it to everyone there. And he performs a miraculous miracle of multiplication, and everyone is fed. What I see here is a pattern. Jesus takes what's offered to him, he blesses it and gives thanks, and then he gives it. And that's exactly what we're doing here today. You've taken food from your home, you've brought it up here, and you've laid it out here in the front and in these boxes here. I'm sure there's more food out there that's going to be brought up a bit later. You've taken food from home. We're going to give thanks to God for this offering, for this food that we have got so much of and plentiful supply of. And we're going to give it to these organisations and pray that God would bless that food as it's then distributed to Harrogate, to the food bank, Harrogate Food Bank, IDAS, and Caring for Life, the three organisations that we're seeking to support. That's the pattern of how Jesus works. He takes the small amount that we are able to offer, and when we give it to him, he blesses it, and then he multiplies it. Our God is in the business of multiplication. He takes the small things we offer, whether it's food, or time, or money, or our gifts. When we offer it up to him, he blesses it, and then as we give it away, he then multiplies. That's the pattern that we see in this miracle. That's the way that our God operates. The three words I want you to remember today is take your gifts, your things that you want to offer to God, pray for God's blessing, and then give it away and see what God will do. God takes the small things that we offer. When we pray for his blessing and we give it away, he multiplies. That's the pattern of the God that we worship and seek to follow. Shall we pray together? Father God, we thank you for all the many blessings that you've poured out on us here today. Help us to be generous in sharing with others, in seeking to meet the needs of people around us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Dan. Well, we are going to sing a song about how God fills us up with his good things and then sends us out into the world to share those things. So Gail is going to come and help me with the actions. Why don't we all stand together as we sing this song? Amazing. Would you like to take a seat? Now, I don't know about you, but when I have a box of celebrations, I find it very difficult to share them. And when God has given me lots of lovely things in my life, like a warm house and a wonderful new car and wonderful friends and family and wonderful clothes and food and all these things that God gives me, I find it difficult to share them. And yet we know that God asks us to bring the things that he has given to us and to share them. I love the boy who came up earlier and he said that one of his gifts was being able to play football well. And I thought, how wonderful, because sometimes the things that God gives us are on the inside. They're not things that you can hold and touch. But they're things like having skills and talents like playing football. Or maybe you're really good at baking. Or maybe you're a really good friend and you're good at helping and comforting people. Or maybe you're really good at welcoming people and making them feel at home. But sometimes we have these things and we hold on to them with closed fists and we hold on tight because we're scared of losing them and we don't share. And so we're going to come to a time now where we say sorry to God for the ways that we've held on tight instead of sharing the things that he has given to us. So I'd like you to open your hands and hold them out in front of you. So we're not holding on tight, but we have open hands. And Richard's going to put some words on the screen. And we're going to think about the things that God has given us, whether the physical things on the outside or the things he's put in our hearts. And we're going to say that we're thankful for those things and sorry for when we haven't been thankful. So I'll say the words at the top, and then if you want to join in with the God forgive us. So when we haven't been thankful for the gifts that you have given us, God forgive us. Okay, and let's have those fists. When we haven't shared the gifts that you have given us, God forgive us. And if you want to, let's hold a hand with a neighbor. If you don't want to, that's fine. Just put your hands in your lap. But let's think of the times when we haven't cared about the people around us. So God, when we haven't shown concern and care for other people in our world, God forgive us. Great. Well, we can be confident that God does forgive us and that he will help us to live more generously in the future. Now, I'd like you to turn your attention to the screens, and we've got a film, a short film that we are going to watch.
The British countryside, natural, tranquil, beautiful. It's an environment created and maintained by our farmers, working the land and caring for the livestock. But for farmers, all is not as peaceful as it seems. Long hours, isolation, unpredictable weather, animal disease. And then there's the bills, the vet's bills, the maintenance, the feed for the animals, the loneliness, the constant struggle, plus the expectation you'll pull through and hand it on to the next generation. Farmers need support. They may seem strong, but they are vulnerable and in need of support just like everyone else. With your help, the Farming Community Network can be there to provide support to those who are struggling to cope in the farming community.
Hello, you're speaking with Alison from the Farming Community Network. How may I help you?
Whether the issue is personal or business related, our volunteers are there to support anyone who seeks our help, walking with them and helping them find a positive outcome to their situation.
Every year, our volunteers travel over 130,000 miles in support of the farming community, helping approximately 6,000 people. But in order to do this, we need your help. We rely heavily on donations in order to continue this vital work
My name is Minette Batters. I am president of the National Farmers Union and represent 55,000 farming and growing businesses across England and Wales. I think it's important to make the point that actually sometimes farming can be lonely. I know on my farm it seems an idyllic spot today, but through the winter, this winter, it was a tough time. And FCN are there for you, not only when things have gone really challenging and really difficult, but there to support you on that journey. And that is why they are such an important charity to me and to the NFU as a whole.
Whether you choose to fundraise for us or simply make a donation, you will be helping farmers and their families gain access to the support they desperately need. On behalf of everyone at the Farming Community Network, we thank you.